Now, people, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning. Good morning, Lawton. How are you, buddy? How are you, Lawton?
Good morning, Mark.
Dude, Lawton, what's the matter? We're here in D.C. I mean, I thought you'd be excited.
He's just down the street.
Who?
Him.
Oh, right. Okay. You mean Bush. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I can feel him. I can feel him.
What's that? What is that, an inhaler? What's going on, man?
See, Mark, I get so nervous just thinking about being close to him. You see, he and I breathe different air.
Okay. dude, just relax, all right? He's just a person.
Just a person? He's my sun and my moon and my stars. What if I run into him? I could go downstairs right now and run into President George W. Bush. I'll start babbling and singing and crying and peeing and making an idiot of myself. You got to help me, Mark. You got
to
help me.
What do you want from me?
Can you pretend to be him? You and I can practice a little bit when I meet him, I'll be ready. And then he will love me.
Please, Mark, come on now. Do I have to be? I don't want to be. I hate that guy.
Please.
All right, God. It's so high maintenance,
okay,
man.
All right.
Okay, I'll do that.
Here we go.
All right, I'm not going to do the voice, all right?
Go ahead.
Hi there, Lawton.
Hello, sir. This is such an honor. Wait a minute. You have to give me a nickname.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You see, he gives all his friends nicknames. Robe is like Turd Blossom, okay? So you got to call me Lottie or maybe Smallsy. No, Wienerhead. You can call me Wienerhead. Something like that. Okay. Let's start over. You're the president. Action.
Okay. All right. Hey, Wienerhead.
That's good, right?
Nice to see you, buddy. How's it hanging?
This is such an honor, sir. I am your biggest fan. Mm-hmm. I think you've spared our country from the liberal, baby-killing, drug-taking, secular, gay agenda that's threatening the moral fiber of this great nation. I truly believe the Lord speaks through you, and I thank him on my knees every night that you're our president. And with your kind permission, I would now like to drink your bathwater.
Well, thanks, Turdface.
First, he's good.
Thanks. Now I'm going to do the voice. First, I think you're doing a heck of a job.
Well,
but
thank you.
Since I'm a lazy, pathological narcissist and an unrecovered alcoholic, your devotion means nothing to me.
Mark, hang on. I don't think you'd say that.
And since I'm about to,
really
and since I'm about to mismanage my second natural disaster in a month, I've got a lot of spin control to take over, and then a lot of media to blame for my gross incompetence.
That's not nice.
And my quota for talking to real people is just about full for this month, so why don't you drag your pathetic ass back to Planet Bush, or I'll have one of my Secret Service agents throw you in Guantanamo.
No.
Come back when you have some money, loser.
I asked you for help, and you spit in my face. Guantanamo.
Yeah.
You know, I have very poor social skills. I need a lot of help.
Oh, no.
People don't like me right away. Or even after knowing me for, several months. I'll bet you never had a hero, did you, like I have with George? Somebody you'd be nervous to meet? I mean, you never had them.
No, that's not true. I actually, there was someone.
Who?
Richard Pryor.
Did you meet him? Was it great?
Yeah, actually, Lawton, it was. It was a very big thrill for me. Okay, so I'm sorry, man. Are you okay, man? Oh, this is pathetic.
Richard Pryor, you call that a hero? Drug addict, profanity, married to white women. Okay? You liberals will never get anywhere with heroes like
that. All right, that's
Richard
it.
Pryor.
That's it. Goodbye, Lawton.
Take that seriously. God loves you. Deal with it.
I'll try. That was Lawton Smalls. As portrayed by the very talented Kent Jones.
Yeah.